And now it's time for Pete Hoffman's other NFL football picks. That's right, because I made picks yesterday with BT and Sal on the perfect parlay. I'm going to give you those picks real quick, and then I'm going to give you my other picks that are brand new with Alex as well. So I picked earlier with BT and Sal. I went for two-game parlay. I went Chargers minus 5-0 with the Panthers, because I think the Panthers are just terrible. So I felt very comfortable picking Chargers minus 5. And the Rams, I don't know why they're getting points in Arizona. Marvin Harrison Jr. did absolutely nothing. I don't think this Cardinal team can keep up with the Rams. Rams are going to win outright, obviously. So plus one, easy money. So that's my two-team parlay over there. Now on to my other picks. We're going to start in Denver. I don't understand how Denver is going to win many games this year, if any at all. Pittsburgh is one of those teams, though. Mike Tomlin, as I said earlier, always finds a way to bring the best out of his teams. And I think they're going to find a way. Again, minus 2.5. It's a small number. It's going to be a tight game. That's fine. But I think that Pittsburgh's going to win the game. So I think they're probably going to win by a field goal. So I'm taking Pittsburgh minus 2.5 over Denver. Then I'm going to Dallas. I'm riding Dallas because last week I went Dallas plus 2.5 over Cleveland, and they completely destroyed Cleveland. Now you're playing against the New Orleans team where they destroyed Carolina, but we all know that the Saints, even though I love Derek Carr, Saints aren't that good. They're not going to put up points like that every week. They're not even going to come close to it. However, the Dallas Cowboys can, and their defense is better than what the New Orleans offense is going to give them. So I am convinced that a minus 6 for Dallas, they're going to win by 2 touchdowns. I'm going Dallas over New Orleans. Dallas' home opener. They're not losing the game, and they're definitely not losing, or they're definitely not not going to score just or win by only one touchdown. They're going to win by multiple. So Dallas minus 6. Then I'm going to Green Bay. Malik Willis is maybe one of the worst quarterbacks playing this weekend. It's unfortunate for the Packers. Jordan Love has a promising career. Malik Willis doesn't. The Colts, however, Anthony Richardson, every single week he plays, finds a way to put up a ton of points on the board. They're going to eventually just sneak by the Packers, and Packers can't keep up. Minus 3, I'm all about it. Give me Indianapolis over the Packers in Green Bay. Minus 3 for the Colts. Then I'm going to Washington. Now, shocker. Maybe I'll give you the shocker afterwards, because we do have to pick the money lines with the Jets and the Giants. So I'll tell you who I picked money line wise after. But listen, I got to be honest with you. I told you in the beginning of the show, I told you again not too long ago, Washington is not very good. And the one team that the Giants show up for every single week is against the Commanders. Giants getting points to face the Commanders. Until the Commanders can show me they can beat the Giants, I'm going Giants all day. Giants plus 1.5 over Washington. And then going to Tennessee. Listen, the Jets have to win this game. That's it. They have to. And I'm not saying they're going to slaughter them, which they should. The Jets are supposed to be a Super Bowl winning team or Super Bowl contending team. Tennessee is not. This Jets team should wipe the floor with the Titans. But they're on the road, the Jets are. And honestly, I still don't know what the Jets are. But I'm comfortable in taking the points. 3.5, minus 3.5 for the Jets over the Titans. So I'm going Pittsburgh minus 2.5, Dallas minus 6.5, Colts minus 3, Giants plus 1.5. Jets minus 3.5. Alex, what do you got?
All right. So I got the first one I have is the Texans over the Bears, 6.5. I mean, Caleb Williams only threw like under 100 yards last game. They still somehow won the game, and I'm happy for the Bears because I think they will become good, but towards the back end of the season, I think they need time to gel with their offense, and I think Houston
I think they're just getting better and better every week.
Dude, they have so many studs on that offense. It's ridiculous.
They're a really fun team to watch, and I really like I think D'Amico Ryans can win Coach of the Year this year. So I'll go with them. Next pick, my whole life, I've never been on the Bengals bandwagon. And the Chiefs, they're the Chiefs. They're favored by 6. I'm going to go with the Chiefs here. I think Mahomes will have not necessarily a bounce-back game because I feel like he had, for his standards, not the best against Baltimore, but I think he'll have a usual Mahomes game that game. I actually was going to also go with the Rams. I don't know how they're not favored in this game.
Because Puka Nacua is hurt, so maybe people think that but Cooper Kupp now just sees more of the ball, and he puts up a ton of numbers.
He could legitimately get 20 receptions this game.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Rams as well in this game. And then another really easy one, even though they won, they were against one of the worst teams in the Giants. I think the 49ers are going to absolutely smoke the Vikings. They're favored by 4.5 points.
Wow, even with McCaffrey being out?
Yeah, they're just a well-oiled machine.
That 4.5 you got?
4.5, yeah. I think they're going to be... I think Purdy is just very solid. I think he's around that top 10 area for quarterbacks. I think Ayuk will have a bounce back game. I think he realized that he had a poor performance last time. I think he'll bounce back. Deebo Samuel, obviously, George Kittle, and their defense is top-notch. And then my last pick, I'm going to go for a team that might not necessarily win, but I think they'll cover, and it's the Lions-Bucks. Lions are favored 7.5. I think the Bucks will cover. I don't know if they'll win necessarily, but it'll be a lot closer. And I just really like that 1-2 punch of Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
And you believe in Baker Mayfield then, I guess.
I don't know, he's really grown on me. Like over the past few years.
You know, he's growing on people because he keeps on winning. He kind of is a winner. I mean, he's probably one of the best quarterbacks that the Browns had for quite some time. I know he wasn't as good with the Browns as he is with Tampa Bay, but look at the weapons he has in Tampa Bay. But, you know, the Browns
and White
are just
in the backfield, too.
Yeah, it's a whole different team. Yeah, and listen, again, they created that team for Tom Brady, and now Baker Mayfield's thriving over there.
Yeah, he's done a solid job. So those are my 5 picks to round it off. Texans over the Bears, 6.5. Chiefs going to cover at 6-point favorites against the Bengals. Rams going to beat the Cardinals straight up.
49ers minus 4.5
against the Vikings. They're going to cover against the Vikings, and the Bucks will cover as the 7.5 underdogs against Detroit.